Oh, hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay, I have no idea what you just said. ASU, what?
Yes, sir. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's very important to us.
Okay, go on.
Oh, thank you, sir. By any chance, are you Victor Durazo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we would like to know, sir, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. Like, what do you mean?
In general, sir, do you feel that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
I don't have an opinion. I think everything's fine.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. Well, this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. All right, so I'm just going to refer to this area as the Levine area. All right, so we would like to know, sir, first of all, what year were you born for statistical purposes?
No, you're getting a little too personal. I can't answer that question. You just didn't get to the survey. What do you want me to answer?
All right. Well, my other question would be, sir, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine, sir? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It's excellent.
Okay. And I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. I just want you to rate on a scale of a 1 to a 5. 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life. 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. So, for example, more parks and recreational opportunities from a 1 to a 5. How much would you rate it, sir?
Wait, you're saying we need more parks or we don't have enough parks?
I just want you to rate it. 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life.
Oh, 5. 5.
5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life.
Yes.
So more parks and recreational opportunities from a 1 to a 5?
5, yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Better street and road maintenance for a 1 to a 5?
5.
Okay. More good paying jobs from a 1 to a 5?
Well, the same, yeah, they're important. 5.
A 5? Okay. What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy from a 1 to a 5?
Well, that's impossible everywhere. But that's needed, but it's impossible now. Things have gotten out of control, so that's a 5. That's absolutely necessary.
Okay.
Everywhere.
Okay. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for a business from a 1 to a 5?
God, there's definitely 5. Need that.
Better public transportation options from a 1 to a 5?
Yep, definitely need that. 5.
A 5, okay. What about more dining and entertainment options from a 1 to a 5?
10. Sorry, you know what I meant, 5.
Yes, sir. All right, moving on. Thank you so far for your responses. In terms of your job status, would you say you're employed, unemployed, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine, sir? Would you say there are too many, too few? Too few. Okay. What about, would you say there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retails, and restaurants in Levine? Would you say
too few?
Okay. And thinking about commercial development, sir, and I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. I just want you to tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. For example, grocery stores and supermarkets, would you say a yes or a no that you would like to see more?
No.
All right. What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target? Would you say yes or no that you would like to see more of that in Laveen?
Yes.
Yes. Would you say yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, I need a Target.
Well, would you say yes strongly or yes somewhat to that, sir?
Yes, strongly.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. What about doctors' offices and hospitals? Would you say yes or no that you would like to see more of that in Laveen?
I thought we had a hospital in the meeting, so yes, I need a bigger hospital.
All right. Would you consider that yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. What about dollar stores and discount chains? Would you say yes or no that you'd like to see more of that in Laveen?
No.
No? All right. What about restaurant? What about restaurant bars and entertainment venues? Would you say yes or no that you'd like to see more of that in Laveen?
Capital, yes.
I'm sorry, you said yes. Would that be strongly yes or somewhat yes?
Strongly yes.
Oh, strongly yes. Okay, sir, thank you for your responses so far. Well, in your own words, sir, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen, like in your own words?
I'd love to see more restaurants, more entertainment areas.
All right. Okay, sir, I have that down. And moving on, sir. Well, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? Would you say, like, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Would you say it's a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem?
It's a big problem.
It's a very big or a fairly big problem?
Very big problem.
Okay.
It's a big problem everywhere.
Oh, okay.
But
and
it's a big problem, yes.
Oh, okay. And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Would you say a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem
moderate
at all?
Moderate problem.
Okay.
Moderate problem.
All right, sir, still thinking about residential development, I'm just going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. I just want you to tell me a yes or a no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. For example, townhouses or attached homes. Would you say a yes or a no that you want to see more of that in Laveen?
What are attached homes? What are you talking about?
Yes, the survey doesn't say, sir. It just says townhouses or attached homes.
Okay, yes.
Yes, would you say strongly yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. What about housing options for seniors? Would you say yes or a no that you would like to see more of that in Laveen?
No.
I'm sorry, you said no, right?
Yeah.
All right, so your answer is no. Okay. What about multi-family housing, like apartments or condominiums? Would you say a yes or a no that you would like to see more of that housing in Laveen? I'm sorry?
No.
Okay. And no, okay. Single family detached homes, would you say a yes or a no
yes.
that you would, yes. Would you say strongly yes or somewhat yes?
Strongly.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir. Well, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Would you say less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 11 to 20, or over 20 years?
Over 20.
Okay. And moving on, sir, thank you for your responses. Do you currently own your home rented? Or are you living with friends or family?
I own my home.
All right. Well, I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. I just want you to tell me, sir, whether you oppose or favor each one. For example, the first one says, changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Would you favor or oppose that?
Oppose that.
All right. Would you say somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Okay. All right. And what about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing? Would you favor or oppose that?
Oppose that.
All right. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
strongly. All right, what about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes? Would you favor or oppose that?
Oppose that.
Oppose it? Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings? Would you favor or oppose that?
Oppose that.
I'm sorry, you said favor?
Oppose.
Oppose, I'm sorry. Would you say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Okay, what about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings? Would you favor or oppose that?
Oppose.
All right, would you say strongly or somewhat oppose, sir?
Strong.
Okay, what about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing? Would you favor or oppose that?
Oppose.
All right, would you say strongly or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat.
Okay, and moving on, sir, thank you for your responses. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Master's.
Master's, okay. And moving on, sir, what is your annual household income? Would you say less than $25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125, or over $125,000?
50 to 75.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just get your first name?
Victor.
Okay, sir. Well, that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. Your answers were so helpful. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.